This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've been amplifying point 3 in our outline on developing Christ-like communication skills based on Proverbs. Another constructive quality is to be slow to speak, or hold your tongue. We are prone to speak before we think. Proverbs 18:13 and 17 warns, "He who answers before listening, that is his folly and shame. The first to present his case seems right, till another comes forth and questions him." So Proverbs 21:23 is right when it says, "He who guards his mouth and his tongue keeps himself from calamity." Put positively, "He who holds his tongue is wise," 10:19. In 11:12, "A man of understanding holds his tongue." Why is this so important? 11:13 points out, "A trustworthy man keeps a secret. He who guards his lips guards his life," 13:3. Words spoken can come back to bite you and often hurt others. That's why "the heart of the righteous weighs his answers," 15:28. Listen well, think through the issues, and consider the consequences before you speak. Because a man of knowledge uses words with restraint, and a man of understanding is even tempered, 17:27. Then, to make the point stronger, Proverbs 17:28 says, "Even a fool is thought wise if he keeps silent, and discerning if he holds his tongue." To develop Christ-like communication skills, work on the constructive quality of being slow to speak. My website is gettinggodsmessage.org.